რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
რადიო თავისუფლების მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება საქართველოში 19 საათია. თავზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ევროპის კავშირის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრები შეთანხმდნენ უკრაინის კონფლიქტის გამო სანქციების სიების გაფართოებაზე, მაგრამ ზომების გატარებას ჯერ არ აპირებენ. გერმანიის კანცლერი შეერთებულ შტატებში ჩავიდა ბარაკ ობამასთან უკრაინის გარშემო მოსალაპარაკებლად. უპილოტო თვითმფრინავი თავდასხმისას ავღანეთში 6 ადამიანი მოკლეს, მათ შორის მეამბოხეთა მეთაური. ახლა ამდა სხვა ახალ ამბებს დაწვრილებით გაგაცნობთ. რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპირ რუხაძე. ევროპის კავშირის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრები შეთანხმდნენ უკრაინის კონფლიქტის გამო სანქციების სიის გაფართოებაზე, მაგრამ ზომების გატარებას ჯერ არ აპირებენ და დაელოდებიან, რას მოიტანს უკრაინის თაობაზე 4 ქვეყნის სამიტი, რომელიც მინსკშია დაგეგმილი. საფრანგეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა ლორან ფაბიუსმა თქვა, რომ სანქციების პრინციპს შევინარჩუნებთ, მაგრამ მათი გატარება ქვეყანაში ვითარებაზე იქნება დამოკიდებული. ვითარებას ევროკავშირი კიდევ ერთხელ განიხილავს 16 თებერვალს. გერმანიის კანცლერმა, უბრალოდ გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა ფრანკ ვალტერ შტაინმაიერმა ეჭვი გამოთქვა უკრაინის კრიზისის გამო მინსკში დათქმული სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკების გამართვის შესაძლებლობის მიმართ. ეს შეხვედრა 11 თებერვლისთვის იყო დაგეგმილი. ბრიუსელში შტაინმაიერმა თქვა, რომ არ არის ცხადი, შედგება თუ არა ეს მოლაპარაკება, რადგან ჯერ კიდევ ბევრია გასაკეთებელი არაერთი ღია საკითხის განსახილველად, სანამ რუსეთის, უკრაინის, საფრანგეთის და გერმანიის ლიდერები ერთმანეთს შეხვდებოდნენ. გერმანიის კანცლერი ანგელა მერკელი ვაშინგტონში ჩავიდა და 9 თებერვალს ხვდება შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტ ბარაკ ობამას. ორი ქვეყნის ლიდერები უკრაინის კრიზისზე იმსჯელებენ. მოელიან, რომ ანგელა მერკელი ვიზიტს გამოიყენებს იმისთვის, რომ კიდევ ერთხელ გამოხატოს გერმანიის უარყოფითი პოზიცია შეერთებული შტატების მიერ უკრაინისთვის იარაღის მიწოდების შესაძლებლობაზე. უკრაინის არმია იტყობინებოდა, რომ სულ მცირე 1500 რუსი სამხედრო შევიდა უკრაინის ტერიტორიაზე გასული 48 საათის განმავლობაში. შედეგად, როგორც კიევი ამტკიცებს, 10000-მდე გაიზარდა რუსეთის ჯარისკაცთა რიცხვი აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში. ამავე ცნობილი ხდება, რომ 300-მდე სამხედრო აღჭურვილობის ერთეული შევიდა ამავე დროს რუსეთის მხრიდან უკრაინაში. საბერძნეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ალექსის ციპრასმა განაცხადა, რომ მის ქვეყანას აღარ სურს დახმარების მიღების გაგრძელება და რომ საბერძნეთმა გერმანიისგან უნდა მოითხოვოს მეორე მსოფლიო ომის დროს მიღებული ზიანის გამო კომპენსაცია. საბერძნეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრი თვლის, რომ დახმარების მიღების გაგრძელება 28 თებერვლის შემდეგ გამორიცხულია, ის მოელის, რომ ევროპელი პარტნიორები ხიდ შეთანხმებას შესთავაზებენ, რაც თავიდან აცილებს საბერძნეთს დეფოლტს. ამის თაობაზე ევროკავშირის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრებმა განაცხადეს, მათ მოუწოდეს ევროკავშირის ლიდერებმა მოუწოდეს საბერძნეთს, რომ მოთოკოს თავისი ამბიციები ქვეყანაზე საფინანსო ზეწოლის თაობაზე. ევროპის კავშირის კომისიის თავმჯდომარე ჟან-კლოდ იუნკერმა შემდეგი განაცხადა:
Griechenland darf nicht davon ausgehen,
საბერძნეთს არ უნდა ეგონოს, რომ მთელ ევროპაში ისე შეიცვალა განწყობა, რომ მთელი ევროზონა საბერძნეთის პრემიერის ციპრასის გეგმას მიიღებს, ან შეუძლია მიიღოს. ამის შესახებ იმსჯერებთ მომავალ ოთხშაბათს. მოველი, რომ ევროპის კავშირის შეხვედრაზე ხუთშაბათს ასევე გვექნება შესაძლებლობა ბატონ ციპრასს ვესაუბროთ ამ თემაზე.
ეს განაცხადა ევროკომისიის თავმჯდომარემ ჟან-კლოდ იუნკერმა საბერძნეთის თაობაზე. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმირ პუტინმა თქვა, რომ თეირანის ბირთვული პროგრამის გარშემო არსებითი წინსვლა იქნა მიღწეული ირანსა და 6 სახელმწიფოს შორის. მან ეგვიპტის პრესას უთხრა, რომ მნიშვნელოვანი მომენტია ის, რომ არავინ უნდა შეეცადოს ერთმხრივი მოგება ნახოს ან მეტი ივაჭროს, ვიდრე ეს ამ რთული საკითხის გაწონასწორებული და სამართლიანი მოგვარებისთვისაა საჭირო. ეს იყო თვითმფრინავების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თქვენ რადიო თავისუფლებას უსმენთ. საქართველოში 19 საათი და 5 წუთი სრულდება. ოქროპირ რუხაძე გაგაცნოთ ახალი ამბები პრაღის სტუდიიდან. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, gang. Welcome to our Monday program. If Grammy is the biggest night in music, this is the biggest Border Crossing show after the biggest night in music. We're going to take a look at last night's big night. And there was a lot of interesting things that happened last night. Some entertaining, some not so entertaining. There were a lot of highs and a couple of lows along the way, but no big complaint here from my perspective. It was a great Grammy show with great winners, and I think everyone went home relatively pleased. And we will review the winners and some of the things that took place during the show in the next hour. So hang around with us on Border Crossings. We'll start it off today with the song that won in the Best Pop Duo Group Performance category. And it is a team of Christina Aguilera and a group called A Great Big World that give us this hit called Say Something.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I am feeling so small. It was over my head. I know nothing at all. Stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something, I'm giving up on you. It's all. Swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye.
Crossings. Beautiful song and a Grammy winner for Best Pop Duo Group Performance, A Great Big World, Christina Aguilera, Say Something. And also in that category, interesting story, because there's always stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Jessie J, along with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj for Bang Bang, they didn't win, but Jessie J looked gorgeous. She sang a song along with Sir Tom Jones, and she wore a beautiful dress. You know, the old saying, less is more. She had a gown on that showed a lot of skin but looked so elegant, and she looks lovely. Absolutely lovely and sounded great. Here's some interesting news from behind the scenes you may or may not have heard. Iggy Azalea, who was nominated in that category, along with Charlie XCX for Fancy, apparently she got hungry at the Grammys, so she ordered a pizza. And she had a pizza man deliver the pizza. And the pizza man thought he'd be cute, and he tweeted out Iggy Azalea's personal phone number. He put it out on Twitter. She did not like that at all. She said that was unprofessional. And I guess the pizza place, Papa John's, responded with some, you know, kind of cutesy comment saying, oh, well, you know, something like that, to that effect. And then she then responded and said, this is not a satisfactory response. And if I don't get something better, I'm going to have my attorney contact you. So, ouch. A little stuff going on behind the scenes that unless you were listening to Border Crossings, you wouldn't know. Thanks for listening to our program, Border Crossings. We are live in Studio 4 on Monday. And it's Brian, Felicia, and I to keep you company for the next hour. And we've got some great Grammy music to play as we continue to give away the Grammy soundtrack CD along with the Now 53 CD. The night's big winner, and there were many big winners, but the night's big winner, he was up for six along with Pharrell and Beyonce. And he went home with four. And that included two of the night's biggest awards for Best Pop Vocal Album. And he also was nominated and won for, let me see, where else is he? He's listed as the Song of the Year, the Record of the Year, and the Best New Artist, an award that he got from Taylor Swift. And he received the award for Record of the Year from Stevie Wonder. So what an honor to be 22 years young and win four Grammys at your first Grammy show, where you've been nominated to so many. And this is how Sam Smith responded as he went on stage to receive his Song of the Year Grammy Award.
I want to thank the man who this record is about, who I fell in love with last year. Thank you so much for breaking my heart because you got me four Grammys.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all emotional. No, it's not a good look and some self-control. And deep down I know this never works. But you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all
see you.
Crossing, Sam Smith. And that is off the album In the Lonely Hour. That is the Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Stay With Me. And he has come a long way, hasn't he, in the last year or so. Unbelievable. It kind of set the tone. The whole night was kind of a romance-oriented, soft kind of an evening. A lot of music, like the first song we played with The Great Big World and Christina Aguilera, very soft. And Ariana Grande performed, and she sang a soft love song, even though she's known for being a poppy, up-tempo starlet at 21, but she was very, very soft and sweet. And one thing in particular I noticed about Ariana Grande's performance, which some people may not have caught, but I did, because I'm watching it closely, is they used the smog machine while she was singing. And I guess at one point there was just too much smog, because she started waving her hands around to blow the smog away. And apparently her handlers noticed that, and all of a sudden the smog disappeared. It wasn't there anymore. They didn't use it. But anyway, there were a lot of great performances throughout the night. AC/DC, for those rock and roll fans, AC/DC performed at their first ever Grammy show, and they did a fantastic job. I loved it. And there were a lot of memorable performances last night, including Hozier, who brought on Annie Lennox, and they sang Take Me to Church together, and then Annie Lennox broke into her version of I Put a Spell on You, and the audience was under a spell. Everybody stood up and went crazy to hear Annie Lennox sing, and she just brought it. She brought it. There was no holding back, and it was great to see the former Eurythmic let loose, and she sounds as great as ever. Loved hearing from her. The girls looked lovely last night. I use the term girls with all due respect, but the ladies came out in full fashion, as you would expect. Absolutely gorgeous. Even Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was looking classy up there, standing alongside of Nicki Minaj, who also dressed down. She wasn't wearing one of those wild, crazy outfits that she'd worn in the past. She wore a gown. So everybody was looking very classy and very lovely. And another guy who won a couple of big awards, Beck, who's a rock guy. And Beck won the Album of the Year and the Best Rock Album, two Grammy Awards, and he was up there a couple of times, so congratulations to him. He got the Album of the Year Award from Prince, of all people. I loved it. Loved watching that. And then everybody had one of those on-the-edge-of-their-seat moments, because for that category, Album of the Year, Beyoncé was also nominated. And you may recall, it wasn't the Grammys, it was the MTV Video Music Award show in 2009, when Kanye came up and interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech for Album of the Year. And Kanye grabbed the mic and said, hey, you know, Beyoncé was great. Now, you know, you can finish your speech, but Beyoncé was great. You know, so, and he got a lot of slack for that. Well, last night at the Grammys, when they announced Beck in the same category as Beyoncé, and Beck came up on stage to get his Grammy for Album of the Year, Kanye started to come up on stage, and you could see Beyoncé and Jay-Z looked a little bit panicked. Their face was like, oh no! But Kanye turned towards the crowd and he gave a big old smile. He was just joking around. He was just having fun. I don't think he ever... And then Beck said, hey, come on up here! Come on! You know, so whatever. It was a great show. I enjoyed it. Here's Beck, and this is how he sounded when he got his Album of the Year and Best Rock Album of the Year Grammys last night.
I'd like to thank all the musicians who worked on this record with me. This was a family affair. I played with these musicians for over 20 years, and I love you guys.
It's been a while, so all I know It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
The monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. Wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew see. But it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the But I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children. But if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Straw in the gold, jump I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
You think
I'm crazy,
yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Border Crossings and a double Grammy winner, Eminem. And that song won the best rap song of the year. So congratulations to Eminem and Rihanna. They were up against Common and Jenny Aiko, and also I Love McConan with Drake, and Schoolboy Q with BJ the Chicago Kid, and Kanye West and Charlie Wilson. Those were the other people in the category. Eminem and Rihanna, the Monster, the big winner. Of course, they went on a tour together for just about four shows, a very brief Monster tour together in the past year. And love that song. Of course, it's the second time they've collaborated together. And Eminem won the Best Rap Album for the Marshall Mathers LP 2. And Rihanna looked absolutely lovely up there when she was on stage. Felicia and I were just talking about the fact that they were having some miking issues, because when Paul McCartney and Kanye West joined Rihanna for her new song, which is called 4 5 Seconds, it was kind of strange. You know, kind of, you know, they were obviously having some sound issues last night. But, you know, hey, it didn't take away from Rihanna's beauty. Just to watch her up there in that black gown looking absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking. And speaking of Paul McCartney, at one point in the show, he was sitting in the front row. You know, they saved the front row seats for the big guys, for the VIP, extreme VIPs. You know, Taylor Swift was in the front row. Paul McCartney was in the front row. And, you know, a lot of the biggies were in the front row. So because of that, the camera would always go on them. And at one point in the show, there was a performance that featured Ed Sheeran and ELO, Jeff Lynne of ELO. And I'm a big fan. I could stand up in my living room and clap and sing and jump up and down. But then again, I'm not on national television. Paul McCartney got up and started clapping and singing. And he was really into ELO's performance. And the camera caught him, and then he saw the camera on him, and he goes, oh, excuse me, and he just sat down. He didn't want to be caught having fun. But he was having fun, and we were all having fun, and they sounded great. Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne sounds, you know, just like he did when I was growing up listening to them in the 70s. So it was fantastic to see ELO together. He did a performance with Ed Sheeran up there of Evil Woman, and Ed Sheeran also performed earlier in the evening, and he sang along with John Mayer and Herbie Hancock. So we had all the big stars. It is music's biggest night. So anybody who
Radio Tavisupleba FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba FM 107.4.
Ყოველდღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ամենօր Թբილիսի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ։
Գույս մինեթ կովելդրե FM Ասվիդիդա օտրի ռադիո Թավիսուպրեբա։
For tuning in to Border Crossings. And I say that, you know, I said earlier, there were some things that happened during the show that left people kind of scratching their heads. Pharrell, what was he thinking when he dressed himself? What was he trying to do? I don't know. You know, this is a radio show, so you can't see the visual, but I'm going to describe it for you. He looked like a bellman in a hotel, a bellhop. He had a bellhop hat, and he had shorts on, and he had yellow sneakers on. So I don't know what he was doing. And he was up on stage a few times. He got three, you know, big Grammys. He got Best Urban Contemporary Album, Best Pop Solo Performance for Happy. And he did a rendition of Happy with a big choir. And, you know, it started off a little slow because he was just reading the words. And then he went into the song. And he also got the Best Music Video for Happy as well. And he was up against some stiff competition. But one of the times he went on stage, he said, I'm just going to moonwalk off. He tried to moonwalk, and it didn't go so well. But when he did come up to sing Happy and perform the number, you know, ultimately it ended up being great. And people love Pharrell. You know, he's 41, and, you know, it's nice to see him hitting his stride with his album G-I-R-L. So here's how Pharrell sounded when he went on stage last night to get one of his three Grammys.
So talented in that category to walk away with that award. I'm honored, actually, to be grouped with them. You're a really great artist.
Hey! heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak.
Me too.
But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
And I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through
to heaven.
Heaven.
Yes, I'm in heaven.
I'm in heaven.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Go. I see.
Oh, baby, when we're out together dancing.
Out together dancing.
Out together dancing cheek to cheek. Ba-da-bop, 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 ba-da-bop.
Border Crossings, and there they are in heaven dancing cheek to cheek. Actually, they were on the Grammy stage in L.A. last night dancing cheek to cheek. It's 28-year-old Lady Gaga dancing cheek to cheek with 88-year-old music icon Tony Bennett. And the album they recorded last year called Cheek to Cheek did very, very well. And the two of them were on a tour together. They performed New Year's Eve together in Las Vegas. And so good chemistry, great sound, very different for Lady Gaga and the Little Monsters. Very different style and sound for her. And she was a bit toned down. You know, she left the meat dress at home, and she was very toned down last night compared to how she's been in award shows in the past, arriving in an egg and doing all kinds of bizarre things. But, you know, Tony Bennett sounds great, still does, you know, 50, 60 years later, still doing his thing, and they sang all the classics on the album Cheek to Cheek. Now, Lady Gaga had a difficult year. Her album Art Pop was deemed a failure by the critics. A flop is the word they use in the industry. Didn't sell very well, and she says that that was the record label's fault. They rushed her in making the album. They did not promote it properly, so that's kind of what Lady Gaga's position on that is. And she promises something better will come out next, her next album. She's working on something new and promises to have something better out soon. I'm Larry London, and it is a special Grammys Border Crossings program. We're still going to do our giveaway in a few minutes, as promised, throughout the month of February, every day, since one of the prizes we're giving away is the Grammy soundtrack with 21 Grammy-nominated songs, and we've also got the Now 53 CD. We're going to do a call-in to win. I'm going to give you a certain number caller to be today and every day this week, and if you are that number caller, when it's time to call in and Felicia takes your name and number, you will win those two CDs. That's how we do it today. And this week, it's a call-in-to-win giveaway. All right, we can't leave out country music. Country music's had a great year. You know, it's kind of a resurgence for country music. The country kind of goes in peaks and valleys. You know, it's the country's the hot format with the hot music, or it's kind of, you know, not so, doing so well. But in the last couple of years, with people like Carrie Underwood and the band Perry and Tim McGraw and all of the mainstays, Luke Bryan and Brad Paisley, and the list goes on and on, of the big, big names, Eric Church and all of these people who are nominated. And at the show last night, Miranda Lambert, you talk about a successful career. She has won every conceivable award in the last couple of years. She is red hot, and she continued last night with her success. She went on stage and was sitting next to her husband, Blake Shelton, who's a very successful country singer himself. She went up on stage to get her Best Country Album Award for her latest album, Platinum, and this is how she sounded.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. I love every album in this category. I'm so thankful for this. I poured my heart and soul into this record and
stand on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling something bad about to happen. Pulled up to the church, but I got so nervous. Had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service. Grabbed all the cash underneath my mattress. Got a real good feeling something bad about to happen. To a girl in a pretty white dress, rolled down the window, waited a little too late. Said I'm headed to the bar with my money out the match. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Something bad about to happen. About to tear it up down in New Orleans. Just like a real life, Thelma and Louise. If the cops catch up, they're gonna call a kidnapping. Got a real good feeling something bad about to happen.
Crossings and the lovely and talented Miranda Lambert, and that is off of her Grammy-winning album Platinum, Best Country Album of the Year. My name is Larry London, and as I promise, it is time for our CD giveaway here on Border Crossings. I don't know, are we using a music timpf intro? Do we have that? No, we don't. Okay, oh, we do have it. There it is. We have it. I didn't know the orchestra was taking the night off or not. Our orchestra, our in-studio live orchestra, worked very hard at the Grammys last night, so I didn't know if they were having the night off, but apparently not, so they're working today. Hey, what we're going to do is open up the phones right now, and if you are the ninth caller, caller number nine at 202-619-2077, you win the two CDs. Caller nine, because today is the ninth day of the month, that's why I picked nine. So keep on calling till we get a winner. Caller nine gets both CDs, 202-619-2077. If you're a new listener, you never played before, call us up in our studio right now. Be the ninth caller to win. All right. Another big winner at the Grammys. Love her. Love everything she's done. She's the queen bee. You got to love it. Anything that she has to do with, anything she touches turns to gold. Smokey Robinson presented Beyoncé with the Grammy for Best R&B Performance, which she earned with her husband Jay-Z for Drunk in Love.
And I'd like to say thank you to my beehive. Thank you guys for riding so hard. Good night. Thank you.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, you got me pity, 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 baby, I want you. Resting under these lights, boy, I'm drinking. Walking in my last 7 minutes. I'm rubbing on it, rubbing. If you scared, call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking. Keep my brain right. I'm on the brunt, yeah, gangsta white. Louis sheets, he sweat it out like wash rags. He wet out, boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing. On the mic to my boy, toast. And I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Surfboard, graining on that wood, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, surfing all and it's good.
If I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, hold up, stumble all in the house, time to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car, talking about you the baddest thus far, talking about you be repping that third, I wanna see all the shit that I heard, no I slink, Clint Eastwood, hope you can handle this curve, full plague in a foyer, love my Warhol, slit your panties right to the side, ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight, catch a charge, I might, beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up. Baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake. Anime. Said eat the cake. Anime. I'm nice. But y'all reach these heights. You gon' need G3. 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in.
Spill that liquor all of my attire. I've been drinking watermelon.
your eyes off my fatty daddy, I want you.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Crossings, and they are the band Perry, two brothers and their lovely sister, and that is their version of a Glen Campbell classic called Gentle on My Mind, which won the Grammy in the Best Country Group Duo Performance category, so congratulations to that trio. They were up against Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood, some tough competition, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Keith Urban with Eric Church, a very tough category to win, and the band Perry did that. Glen Campbell, unfortunately suffering from Alzheimer's, was forced to retire from music and stop touring. It's hard to sing when you don't remember the words, you know, so that's a tough, unfortunate thing. He left us with a lot of great music. My name's Larry London, and congratulations to our ninth caller, Anne Marie in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Anne Marie called in. She was number nine, so she has won two CDs, the Grammy soundtrack and the Now 53 CD with a lot of different big hits. Okay, we're at the end of our Grammy wrap-up. There are many awards we didn't get to today only because of time. Congratulations to all of the winners. We're going to finish it with the guy who won for Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song. And he's no stranger to the Grammys. Last year he was nominated for, I believe, seven. He led the Grammy nominations a year ago. Kendrick Lamar, who won those two Grammys with this hit called I.
this is the world premiere.
I've been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many, many, many wanna tell me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
with
guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up like
I'm on
the suicide.
I love myself.
One day you're down, sun go shine.
Everybody looking at you crazy.
Crazy.
What you gonna do?
What you
gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving.
Don't
let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the man's about to love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto. Big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up like this world is suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time.
And a bomb in the street, and a gun in the hood, and a mob of police, and a rock on the corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a motto on the scene, yep. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, he fight for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and
dick
inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want.
Myself.
He said I gotta get up like a woman suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun go shine.
Crossings. Congratulations to Kendrick Lamar, who won a couple of Grammys last night for I. And it seemed like he was kind of laid back. You know, Taylor Swift seemed to be more excited than he was. She was dancing. She had a good time. Taylor Swift has fun. She did not perform on the show last night. This is the first time in a while she hasn't performed on the Grammys or an award show, but she said she's focused on getting ready for her tour. And I want to thank Ken for listening to Border Crossings. Ken, thank you very much for your requests and your messages on Facebook. He requested a song from Paramore. They won the best rock song with Ain't It Fun, and we'll see if we can get a Paramore song on for you in the future. Swabra's listening. Al Qadir has been listening to Border Crossings for 7 years. It took this long to let us know. But thank you, Al Qadir in Ethiopia, for tuning in. And Surafel is also listening to Border Crossings. I thank everyone for joining us today. And I hope you enjoyed our Grammy special. Thanks to our producer extraordinaire, Felicia, who put it all together. And our engineer, Brian, who put the buttons in play and made the songs happen for us this hour. My name is Larry London, and have a great night. We will be back again tomorrow with requests and dedications and another giveaway on Border Crossings. You sleep well and have sweet dreams. Until then, this is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM az 7.4.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
ყოველ დღე 20 საათსა და 30 წუთზე თავაზობთ 9:00-იან აზერბაიჯანულ პროგრამას.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaktiyle saat 20:30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verilişlerini dinlemeyi teklif ederiz.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte FM Ashividi da Otre Radio Tavisu Kleba.